going right in the beginning of the visit with Cookie, with Franklin, and Rick and Debbie. Mamu and Faye didn't stay. This after supper, this Sunday, the 21st of January, 73. Beginning of Channel 1 Right, beginning visit with Cookie. This Sunday after supper, Cookie was Franklin, Rick, and Debbie. This Sunday after supper, the 21st of January, 73.
The operation and came out, and it was no more to him than cutting off a fingernail. They said he wouldn't make it, but he got better and learned to get around. You know, he had a lot of faith. Before the accident, he had given up drinking and smoking and had even done a little preaching. All this time, you could see tears starting up in her face, and she said, well, he got out of the hospital and he went home. He no more than got home, and his wife's up and leaves him and tries to take everything he owned. The insurance company wanted to make a lump settlement with him, but he refused.
That's enough. You see how it goes. Well, now, that is.
Am I home?
Not much.
Not much.
Keep seat, Mamu.
That's all right. No, I'm.
Well, you come back.
Okay. Hey, Cookie, how are you tonight?
Sit down right there.
Sit down right there, Cookie.
I'm tired to give out.
Well,
sit down.
Oh, you
well,
just
give out. No,
I'll
just give out,
too.
Just don't give up. Yeah. Give it.
Right? Yeah.
What in the world? What in the world have you. Good Lord. I saw you all over there. Pull up a chair, Frank. You all really had your horses out.
Yeah. Try them out and see what they do.
Behave?
About as good as could be expected.
That little Jane, you know Jane?
No.
Well, she was over here a while. And David took her out on Noopy. You could see her sitting on Noopy, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw Noopy there sitting. I thought David might be off the push.
About right.
You know, this we've had these light winters, but nothing would grow because it didn't rain. Now you see it's getting dry now, and this stuff's not growing.
Yeah.
It's getting right dusty out there.
It's getting real dusty.
That's the first time this whole winter. That's a mild winter helps you a little bit, of course, but it helps you more if you
when was it? The year before last that it did like this and stayed dry up in July. We never got very little rain till up in July. Yeah. Was it the year before last?
Oh, it lasted a long time.
Oh yes, I remember now.
Heck, remember we put the fertilizer out and we never got no rain on it for 2 months. Just lay there and burnt.
Yeah.
Then when it did come out, it didn't do no good. Everything was already burned up.
Pretty well. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I never saw cows any heavier than these. Not to be calving. I don't know what's holding them up. Middle of January, they might have had a calf.
Well, I'll tell you, them kids are high, goodness gracious, they're high.
Did you see on the movie, on the news there, I saw it here one night, I don't know whether you were here that night or not, in Texas there, they had that freezing weather, and they lost 100,000 of those big feedlot cows, steers.
I didn't see that, no.
Yes. You could see them just piled up out there.
Right. That's the reason that this beef is going out of sight in the markets right now.
Well, it sure didn't help.
No.
Well, I wasn't quite sure how they would die so quick. They all had feed. Would they freeze?
Wouldn't think so, not unless you get awful cold.
Well, an animal that's well fed
shouldn't get too cold.
In a feedlot, you see, they wasn't out on the range.
Shouldn't get too cold.
A lot of times I don't know just what they say there, what goes on. I need to bring up a question or two.
I ain't accomplished a thing today for myself.
You had one good day, I remember.
What thing was that?
About 2 weeks ago, everything worked.
Everything worked yesterday.
Yesterday.
Well, now, let me tell you, Clint. I was trying to tell Rick about that business you got into. And I couldn't remember. You drove up, you still got your 4 years to pick up?
No, I let that go. I got another one.
You didn't hold on to that?
Oh, I got another one.
Well, you didn't aim to hold on to it.
No. I have to hook my trailer onto it. Started out in the woods with it. It went all right till you put a load on it and start pulling it. Then the oil light would flicker on and off. But it didn't flicker on and off when you just driving down the road in front.
Mm-hmm.
But you put a load behind it, the oil light flicker on and off, see? Well, it was off a week.
So
I just let it slip, and I got a 66 Chevrolet, half-ton pickup, V8 standard transmission.
Well, that looked mighty nice.
It looked good, yeah. But this other one's a far better truck. To me, I mean, I think it is. Frank's been deeper into it than I have. Now, I don't know what all he found wrong with it when he checked it over last night down at the station. I don't know what he found wrong with it. I ain't saw him long enough to ask him. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing that's got awful big tires on it, but I think it'll be all right. You sure ain't going to bog down with it. It's got tires about that wide on the back.
Well, you don't need that on the highway.
Not on the highway, but now you get off the highway. Now, Frank can tell you the places I put that trailer in. How many times was I went in there? 6 times, and I bogged down 4.
Mm. And the other tractor.
Yeah, just level ground. Level.
Yeah.
But them narrow tires, you just can't get no pulling power out of them.
Yeah. Oh, and again?
Well, they just squat down right now.
Yeah. Then you don't have much traction on your truck.
That's right.
That's the worst thing about a pickup truck. You gotta have it loaded before you got much traction.
Yeah. Bought me another new yesterday.
Well, you had a customer. Somebody wanted one?
No. No.
Sound like Ava?
Well, he's buying one I can't see out of him.
But he's good natured.
Yeah, as long as he stays in the back of the field. I mean, he don't bother nobody, but you can't get close enough to him from the box.
Oh, he can't.
No, he's not.
Did he speak?
Yeah, he'll talk to you.
Yeah. That's what I
But now, he's standing back to see you, buddy, I guarantee you. He's about, I'd say, 35 years old.
That's all right.
He's old.
Would he bother, he wouldn't bother the other animals?
No, he can't see.
Can't see.
He can't even see the fence. You ever run right in the fence and then turn around and go the other way?
Yeah.
But he got enough sense to smell that rope. You can't put a rope on him.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. I run him yesterday morning for 2 hours. I never did catch him.
Yeah, he's gonna have to get away from back of the field.
I don't know how many fights I'm getting tomorrow night. I'm gonna ship him on out, John.
We're going to Tampa tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon. What time are you gonna get back?
Don't know. I ain't gonna get back. I have to put a set of brakes on, not just a cruise.
You got a full night tomorrow night, ain't you?
You gotta go to Tampa tomorrow?
Oh. Drive a truck back. I don't go to the station no more.
This your last day?
I might work on Sundays, that's gonna be about it.
Well, it's been a nice place to work, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. You got a good job right there at home. Right there in Hawthorne. More money. And the man won't drive him. He won't have to quit working on a job he's working on and go wait on a customer and then go back and get caught up where he left off at. That's what makes it so bad working around a service station.
Yeah.
Where you do mechanic work. You got to leave your work and go out there and wait on the customer.
And you nasty.
Yeah, and then you go back in there and you go to work again. Well, it takes you 10 minutes to find out just exactly where you was traveling when you left to go out there.
Yeah.
I know, I've been there. You just can't concentrate. He can turn out 3 times the work over there for this other fella, because he'll be working on that one job until he gets it done, see.
Mm-hmm.
He won't have to quit and run out there and pump the dollars worth of gas and get in an argument with the mayor or somebody about something.
Mm-hmm.
Then he'll be right there at home. And the old man, after he works a few days or a week, he'll throw him the keys to an automobile and say he'll take it home. Drive it home with you. I know he will. I've been knowing him ever since I've been in the Gainesville area. In fact, the matter, I bought my first decent automobile from him.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Do I know him?
Clark Rollison. I don't imagine you do.
Well, I want you to tell Rick about that deal you got into over there.
Now, which one?
Over there on that 30 acres, that most of it was in swamp, that the fella paid $1,000 an acre for.
Yeah. And oh, that moving deal.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what is this now?
About the house and the outbuildings and so forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I bogged down so many times.
Yeah.
Moving that junk out of there.
Yeah.
Just to get that house and all them outbuildings. Tore the lights off my trailer, tore the mirror off my truck, then to Frank. Frank was in there, he went in there and got it one morning. Goodness gracious, I ain't going in there no more.
Can't quit now?
Yes, I can.
They must be, they can get what's left.
They can move the rest of them in the old car, can't they? And I ain't gonna haul them block in there.
You wouldn't get in.
I can't get in there with a load of block. I just can't do it. Not with my pickup.
Well, what did he want you to do?
He wanted me to move the old household goods, furniture, and enough of the junk out of the way to get back into the house. Well, I've got that moved out. Was it 6 or 7 trips we went in there? That's 7 that last time. I went in there 6 before you parked the trailer in there, didn't I?
I guess so.
Yeah, and then you parked the trailer in there, and I took it in there Friday morning. Went in and got it Friday night. And I said I wasn't going back in, and I'm not. With my trailer and pickup, I'm not going to do it. Done told them I was going to get my pickup painted next week, and I wasn't going to put it back in there after it got painted. Of course, you got to go under limbs and over limbs and around limbs and everything. It's just like going through a tunnel.
That bad?
It's that bad. And I'm not going to do it. Tore all the lights off, wires off my trailer. Light wires. Tore them all off on both sides.
Yeah.
And I ain't going in there no more. And I've done what the man told me to do.
All except the house.
All except moving the house out. We won't go in there and tear that house down and move it out.
You going to tear it down?
We'll have to.
It won't come out the way it is?
It will, but it costs me too much money.
You can't make it yourself?
No. 24 feet wide.
I kept thinking, 24 feet wide and how long?
36 feet.
I told Faye that and she wouldn't believe it.
24 by 36. And it's covered with tin and it's good tin.
Yeah.
It's a little bit rusty, but gosh, a little bit of paint will seal that off.
Yeah, they got paint just made for it.
That's right.
They don't put any galvanized on it anymore. And that's been there a good while, too.
Yeah.
How much clearing would it take to get it out? Take a right smart.
Yeah, it'd take a lot because, see, I'd have to get a special permit.
Yeah, to get it out on the road. Well, I was thinking maybe you'd already had it done by now. But it's just too much underbrush.
And too much, too many horses in front of
it. Yeah.
I bought 4 from your neighbor yesterday. Made some money, too. Got me another wagon. Billy Richardson.
Oh, yes, yes. That livestock down there. Is that where you got the mule?
Yeah.
And the wagon?
And the wagon.
What else he got?
He got a lot of horse-drawn equipment. A lot of it.
He had 2 or 3 pretty nice tractors.
I don't know what he's got now. I'm too busy trying to catch that old mule to look. I took him on the market yesterday and made money.
Up here?
Oh, Jacksonville.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember Franklin said he was going to Jacksonville.
I loaded one, tied him in the back, and when I got to Jacksonville, that son of a gun was in the front. He was in the front. Well, Frank tied him back there, didn't you, Frank, over the station? Tied one on one side and one on the other. And when I got to Jacksonville, he was in the front and the little one was in the back. I had the little one in the front. They swapped places.
Tore up a little rope.
No, they pulled them off.
Just pulled them off.
I didn't have very good help.
Well, now this fellow, Rollerson.
Yeah.
Now he's the one that owns this 30 acres.
30 acres, that's right.
And he's the one that gives you the truck to get some of that stuff out.
Yeah.
He's the one working for.
And he's the one Frank's going to work for.
At a sheriff's station?
No. As a mechanic.
Oh. Oh, he got those used cars.
Yeah. The 68 up is the only thing he's going to mess with.
Yeah.
New cars.
Late model stuff. Is that right? Ain't that what he said, Frank? Late model stuff is all he's going to mess with.
Yeah.
New cars, not in trucks.
Now he'll buy any kind of truck.
Will he?
Well, them things are hot.
Oh, they move.
Yeah. That 62 Chevy pickup down at Ocala last Wednesday night. It smoked. Goodness gracious, it smoked, didn't it, Frank? Oil light come on, you be driving down the road and oil light stay on. And it was, I'm telling you, it smoked something awful. $315.
Oh, don't tell me.
Ain't that right, Frank? And we turned it down. Send it back. I did.
Yeah, well, that shows you why they are.
Junk, yeah. And I went to see what it was, Frank. I went to collect with Thursday morning with both an air and ash. Then Wednesday morning. I went to collect with him Wednesday morning, and he went to the Chevrolet place, and I went to the Ford place. He bought a Chevrolet, 70 model Chevrolet, at the Chevrolet place, and sent me down to Ford place, and I bought a 69 International 3/4 ton truck. He told me go see if I can find him a truck.
Cash money. He got money in his pocket.
He don't carry much money, but he carries them bank drafts that'll get the money now.
Yeah.
Frank will be handling them. I mean, Frank will be running with him like that. I think it'll be a good experience for him if he's going to stay in mechanic field.
Well, he knows too much how to leave it.
And when you'll pay him a flat $2 an hour to start with, and probably next week we'll give him more money. But he said he'd start you at $2 an hour with him. And if you proved to him that you could do the work, he'd automatically raise you right then. And he'll do just exactly what he says he'll do.
Well, at least he'd be working with somebody that got the money.
Yeah.
That's something.
Mm-hmm. He's got the money. Ain't no question.
Well, you run into him a long time ago.
Yeah. When I was working for Carlton's Dairy in 1961.
Yeah.
Sure did.
And you wasn't on wheels or something?
My wheels was crippled. And he put me on wheels.
Yeah.
$7 and a half a week.
How about that?
$7 and a half a week.
Truck.
It's a carryall. GMC carryall.
It's a carryall.
You never saw it.
On a wagon.
It's a great big panel job.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's kind of a station wagon and a truck mixed together.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, those are nice. They're heavy, and yet they're pretty comfortable.
Well, now this fella drove up in that van, and we went over and I looked in it, and it's rough inside. It's not finished, and you can rearrange it any way you want to.
Well, this one was finished inside. It was nice inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he said the way he cleaned that was he slanted it uphill and put the hose on it and washed it out. Now that's what I would have had, you see.
But I let Frank make up his own mind. I talked to Rollison, told him what kind of fellow he was. Well, Clark, he went and talked to him. See, what was we at when he talked to you?
Who was at the restaurant?
We were down at the restaurant. And Frank told him what kind of work he's doing and how much he's getting. He said, that ain't worth a damn. He said, I'll give you $2 right now and you can go to work Monday. After school. And work through the week after school and on Saturday. Now you don't have to work for him on Sunday. Because come Saturday noon, he's going to lock that place up and go someplace far farther than you, I know.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, is all that all that equipment he's buying, is all that over at Hawthorne?
Yeah.
He got a motor court?
Motor court.
Mm-hmm.
He bought the Hawthorne motor court. He's going to have his used car lot there, a motor court, overnight trailer parking for these campers, you know, pull these camping trailers behind them, you know, things start there overnight.
Cooley, why don't you get a hold of one of those little campers? Don't you ever run into one then?
Yeah, but I ain't got no use for one of them.
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Why, you want one of them?
For a bedroom.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
You get everything I don't need. This, most of them, there's a demand for them, and the most of them, they don't weigh out too much.
They just rot out, mostly.
Yeah.
As far as wearing out's concerned, ain't nothing to worry out about them but the wheel bearings and axle.
Yeah. And nobody uses them that much.
I don't know, Clyde Harrison does.
Yeah, but his is a deluxe one. He still uses it, doesn't he?
Yes, sir. He's getting ready to go to California now.
Is he?
Yeah.
When did you see him?
I didn't see him. Well, I saw him last night, but I didn't get to talk to him very much.
Yeah.
But a woman was with him. He wouldn't talk around her.
You haven't seen old Peg Leg?
No.
Mm-mm.
I haven't told him since we left the station.
Yeah. He's out here once or twice, but then he disappeared. I haven't seen
him.
I
haven't even heard of him.
I wrote him a postcard a couple of times. I could have called him, you know.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I wonder why I didn't think of doing that.
I bet you couldn't have called him at home. Because he don't stay home much as I do, and that's very little.
He's over there at night playing cards. Don't you know? He plays with that girl, that woman. They play over there, him and Clyde.
Yeah.
I never called him there, I don't believe. Maybe I did call him over there once. And I left word for him or something. I forget. He's such an operator. I always feel like I always feel sort of like I'm gonna put my foot in my mouth when I'm around him.
Better watch him when you're around him.
Yeah.
He got a slick tongue. That's
he got a slick one, yeah.
Yes, sir.
He thinks way ahead, don't he?
We could sort of ahead.
Mom.
Yeah.
That Jaybird does.
Well, we wanted to find out about your medical board. Is that same thing? Same? No change?
No change. Going back to work as soon as I get the odds and ends done. A few errands run, and I got some more horses to get rid of.
This is still Saturday night, isn't it?
Yeah. We got to go too, ain't we?
He pays being around $800-$900 down there.
They might find him a new home.
Now, how's that?
Apex will bring a load down to Ocala.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Ocala?
Yeah.
It's so one down the left. Tommy had himself a 1500.
Is that right?
Mm. Sure did.
Well, that's a lot better than Valdosta.
At far, he said the cheapest horse I sold down here last week was, last sale. Brought over $200. Mm-hmm. But you got to play with all of them. You got to play with all the markets.
Yeah. Are they still going to cut on you?
No. They ain't going to do nothing to me. They done knocked me off of all benefits. Sure have. All benefits. Got to go back to work. If I'm able to work, I'll make it. If I ain't, why, it's just tough.
The disability thing? Dealing with the state, you don't know what in the world they're going.
You don't know from one minute to the next what's going to happen.
You know, it's just like the army. Whenever they queued up for something, I just let it go.
That's right.
But some of them couldn't lose. Everything that come along, they knew how to get a hold of it.
Not just like them horses, I bought them over the telephone the night, Friday night. Took them to sale yesterday. Made money.
That's Jackson.
Yeah. I got a mule and a wagon, a pair of boots, and $12, so they're good.
Still got it. Still ahead that much.
I'm still ahead that much. A mule and a wagon, $12, and a pair of boots.
How about that? Well?
Good boots, too.
How much?
Oh,
well,
those got leather soles in them, too.
Look at that.
Good boots.
Oh, my, those are nice.
Okay, that'll hold you for a while. Cookie, how much labor is there in taking that house down?
A lot of it. To take it down right.
Yes.
You know where you can salvage.
Well, you're just going to salvage it. You're not going to try to put it back up.
No, I ain't going to try to put it back up that way, but I'm going to build me a shed out of it.
You can build you a lot of things out of
that's
it.
That's right.
Well, what you need is some cheap labor, eh?
Very cheap, yeah. The cheaper, if I get it for nothing, it'd be pretty too much.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, let me tell you, that old rusty tin will sure serve a lot of places.
Yeah. Well, heck, you can take and put four posts up and take just put a board around it. Nail a tin up there, and I think I'll hold a pig, Nettie. You can build a big pen in just in a,
oh, it will.
A little or no time. That's
yes.
Right.
Yes, sir.
just take it. You know, the meanest part about tying something like that down is cleaning up the lumber. You got so many old shaggy nails.
Yeah.
And the boards are hard.
The nails is rusty.
Yes.
And you got a time of pulling them out.
You got a time of it. Yeah.
Best way to do is just bend them over and forget them.
Actually, is. It yeah. is for a fact.
And then if you want a board, why just go and get the whole thing and use it. Don't cut it in two. Just use the whole board.
You got electricity out there?
No.
Yes. That's right. Now that lumber, as long as you keep it under cover, it'll just last forever.
Yeah. You let out in the open, and it'll rot overnight.
Yeah, it won't stand up. Isn't that curious? Even that old hard lumber that you get out of a house, don't you all hold up? You need to be gone. We just want to check in with you.
No, I ain't.
Yes.
I ain't no hurry. I know Frank might be, but I'm not. You know,
I got things to do tonight.
You have?
Yep.
You got things to do.
Night's getting on.
Better get him home, man.
Been a long day.
Yeah, it is, in a way. Need accomplished nothing, though.
Today? Well, what do they have? Some days you got good days, and some they just so draggy.
Some is plain bad. This is one of them.
Well, I never accomplished nothing today, only for myself. Now for the other man, by gosh, I accomplished quite a bit. See, I'd known almost 2 years ago that this horse trailer had been stolen. And I could swear to it because I built it. Remember that week I sold Jack Stokes? Somebody stole it from him, you know.
No.
Yeah, they stole it.
Over there at his house?
Yeah.
Well, he ain't there enough of the time.
That's right.
Who's there?
Nobody.
His wife works?
His wife works. And his kids go to school. But they stole it. And I saw it.
You know, it's a wonder anything's left in the countryside or anywhere else. You go through all town. You go through town. It's not too much different, is it?
But I spotted this trailer, and I swore to it. I mean, I knew it was it. And there were two niggers had it. And they had a horse in it. And lo and behold, they jumped up. They hadn't sold the horse about 3 weeks ago. And I swore to the horse, because I knew what the horse was.
Where was that?
It was Williston.
Oh. You know your way around Williston, too.
I get around.
Now we have to get down to Williston. Newberry. You get around Newberry.
Yeah, I've been in Newberry. Lotcherville, Archer, Newberry, Brooker, Lake Butler.
High Spring. Now you go on over to east of there. Where's your feed place?
Keystone High.
Yeah.
I got to work there next week.
Get feed.
Got to get some more feed and some more hay.
Well, how'd you... You mean you're running out again?
Yeah. Heck, I'm feeding them horses a bale of hay a day.
That won't last entirely.
A bale of hay a day, they're cleaning up.
You got your manger up down there?
No. They're cleaned up right out there on the dirt, buddy. A bale of hay a day. Dang, you can hardly find a hat full strung all over that field. They clean it all up. About a gallon of sweet pea bunch today.
I'm waiting for you to get a manger up there for them animals and a place there to tend them sometime.
I got to make some money before I got any money to buy the post with. They cost about $7 a piece in big post. Well, if you get them 10 feet long, they're going to cost you $4.50.
I got them out there 10 foot long. They didn't cost $4.50.
You go buy them now.
I paid $1.65 for mine.
Yeah. When?
Just a week or two ago. I didn't get things as big as a stovepipe, you see.
Where'd you buy them at, Johnny Palmer?
Yeah, the only place I can go. That's the only transportation I got. I've just put it. That's about as far as I can go.
Well, everybody else, over the feed place, they want $4.50 for a 10-foot post
feed place.
C&L?
I'm getting cheaper than that.
I know
I'm good, though. I have to know.
I don't know him that good, and I didn't help him out.
I did one of that.
I tell you, it ain't the posts that don't add up so much, Cookie. You don't use enough posts. You never did see, you know, Mr. Eastman.
Yeah.
You never saw that shed he put up.
No.
Well, You saw that over there at old Everett Smith's.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty sturdy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's a little bigger than Mr. Eastman's, but you ought to see what he got. Of course, Everett put that up. His daddy put that up back in the days when there's good lumber.
Yeah.
Now, you
yeah.
ought to see what Mr. Eastman did now when there ain't any lumber. You ought to just see that.
Oh, that is some shit.
You couldn't even rattle the roof on that. He got a shed there that lasts him and his grandsons and
great grandsons, huh?
Yes. He yeah. got a post. He got something. You know, I run out of these Georgia slats. Put in my Georgia gaps there. You see, I didn't have a board to put up and down. You can't put a tube for it too big. Cut it in two and it's two lumber. Bust. And I got these little bushes out here. Great myrtle bushes. Them things hard.
Yeah, and tough.
Yes. Yeah, they'll even hold a staple. You don't have to put a staple in it. Just leave it up there. Well, that's, you see, if a fellow would just use his head, or whatever you call it, you see, there they are out there. All of them need cutting. And see, a fellow go down here and buy some of that high-priced stuff that ain't worth bringing home. And they already hard. I don't know how. They look like they're already seasoned.
No, I was coming from Williston. I spotted that trailer, and I radioed my buddy up in Gainesville and told him to call Jack Stokes long distance and tell him to get over where I was at. I had something for him, and then he called this other buddy of mine, Frank Sherman, and he got on a radio and. He tried to locate Frank and Helen, tell him what all I was doing. We got the sheriff out there. We got everything in jail. The horse, the trailer, and the niggers.
Just Just driving on to jail instead of driving home.
That's right, just driving on to jail.
They never figured that it happened, did they?
No. But they wasn't there as a trailer built like that.
Oh, I reckon there was. Which one was that?
That's the one I built to go up the country and get them horses in. There wasn't any other one built like that trailer.
So you couldn't miss it?
And there's no way of missing that.
Yeah. I know where there's a little trailer. What do you call them? Not Mr. Keeps.
Oh, yeah, a little house trailer. A little something you can stay in.
What do you call it? A little, you know,
camping trailer?
Camper. He got it down there. He used to go all over the country with it, but he's...
What kind of car did you drive?
No idea.
Green Pontiac?
Green Pontiac, yeah.
You know.
What shape's he in?
Trailer?
No, what shape's he in?
Well, he's getting old.
Yeah. Well, his brother, John. Oh, hell, John died.
No, Frank.
Frank.
He's died, too.
Frank died.
Yeah, that's John McCray, you think?
Yeah.
Maybe that car's in pretty good shape. I reckon his trailer would be, too.
Got his Macintosh. Frank? Mm-mm. That's Frank's brother. Frank's dead.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, you don't know him. You go across the railroad.
Yeah, right there on the Boardman Road.
Right there. Boardman.
He quit going all over the country.
Yeah.
Because he's going to have to because he passes the driver's test.
Yeah. Have you seen the trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to sell it?
I don't think so. He'd pretty well to do.
Good pension.
Yeah. He's worked in automobile country for a long time.
Yeah. Trailer's not that good a shape now, probably. You got it when they first come out. Trailer's old.
Well, I got to get some help tomorrow night to load that new one. Frank's gonna get back. Because I'm gonna take him to Jacksonville.
You wanna shoot him? Shooting him won't do it. That's not as simple as it sounds, is it?
Hmm.
I was surprised to find that. You gotta have just about the right amount of ammunition in those guns.
Yeah. I'm going to take him straight on to Jacksonville. I get him on that trailer of mine, I ain't going to load him like getting to Jacksonville. I'm bringing 6.5 cents a pound. And that's all he's fit for.
Yeah. No use. You couldn't handle him outside? Can't handle him? Well, what's he done with mule like that?
He had him out all his life and...
Never worked him.
Never worked him, never messed with him, just turn him out and let him go.
Yeah. Well, he's just like a Texas pony, isn't he?
Yes, sir. Wild. Wild as a buck deer.
He never even come up for feed.
No, he don't know what feed is.
Give him a feed and he'd run off.
Well, I'd kill him.
Scare him to death.
Yeah.
Well, Franklin?
I'll get that mule and go to Jacksonville. Take him out of the two killers I got contracted. He'll can't make another nickel.
So we won't be seeing him again anymore much, will we?
Not much.
Except maybe on weekends.
Maybe. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Only lots of this weekend.
In lots of it?
Yep.
What's in lots of it?
Something. Go and check on the car.
Well, it cot over in the corner.
Who?
Up here, over at that service station.
Too far away from home, guy. He ain't got no way of getting there.
Well, he don't have to go home every night. He just still
there. He got to go to school.
Well, on the weekend, he don't.
Yeah, but...
He come over here on Saturday. No use going home till Monday.
I don't know. He put in too many hours a day anyway.
Be putting in more now?
No, you won't. Unless you work on your own clock at home.
Well, I'll work on the station. Huh? Get it running, then we'll sell it.
No.
Yep. I've been offered $500 for it. Might just go collect it. Keep them dead.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to be riding around some of this. You know, you can get $500 for
them. Mm-hmm.
I reckon so.
Might have bought another one tonight, though.
We better know, of course.
Tell you what happened to you. Have you got some more calves over there now?
No, Jack didn't get me none. He couldn't get none. He couldn't get all he wanted, all he contracted.
You know,
they couldn't fill his contract.
Yeah, you know, he's going to light up that smoke shop.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get outside.
Thank you.
sloppy is about what it is, and then they just ride around. Hello, how are you? Do you read me? Do you read me? Yeah, I read you fine and clear. How do you read me? Oh, okay. Well, over and out. They do all day.
That's a police car. That's the most fantastically equipped truck I've ever seen in my life. An 11-foot aerial? Yeah, hi, buddy.
He's got electric trailer brakes on it, 4-track stereo tape player, 2-way radio, and parts from trucks that span 5 or 6 years. Oh, that truck ought to be preserved some way.
Hey?
He is in style. I never thought to see him.
That's it. He can't talk in Franklin.
Franklin's doing all the same things for Cookie.
Yeah.
If he weren't so sullen.
He's not sullen. He doesn't talk well. And when you ask him what he says, it's the bathroom coming. He doesn't know how to work through. He's like a little egg.
That's right, just like a little kid that, oh yes, that runs around after his daddy. Yeah, Wall Street.
Wall Street.
Wall Street. Exactly. He's even got periwinkle blue eyes.
Well,
tonight. I don't know. It's just the ankle bone.
What you gonna do?
Well, I'm gonna go put it up. I think.
Not gonna soak it?
Nah. I'm just gonna put it up.
Okay.
Maybe I'll borrow Mim's little thing and just put it up. I don't remember doing anything to it today. It's just late this afternoon it started bothering me.
Well, let me tell you, Devin.
It's not riding that bothers it, but you know, I could, if I flipped off or something and landed on it wrong, then that would be not so good. It might have been that I walking on uneven ground out in the pasture might have done it. I realized today that pasture's been plowed and it's quite sand.
Yeah.
And that might have just jarred something.
Yeah.
I ought to be a little more sensible. It that you know, it just hadn't been bothering me for 2 days, and so I thought it was all Monday. But it's just kind of aching a little bit tonight.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll pick it up.
Well, you can't navigate, so you can't. It takes you out of circulation when you got pain. Does me.
Well, and you know, I'm not in any kind of serious pain. It's just I can't walk too well. I mean, it's not.
I've learned tight with a sore finger. All I do is just put it, just tie them up to where it doesn't feel, don't have much feeling.
I tell you, I'm gonna go. Do you see my sermon I got for Christmas?
Well, there's plenty of it.
And she brought it down, filled up with yogurt culture that I'd given her a year and a half ago.
Oh, really?
And she kept it alive for me. It was an old Armenian yogurt culture. But she brought the yogurt down here.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it died in transit. Couldn't make it live again.
It looks like a jar.
Mm-hmm.
Jug or a jar.
Uh-huh. It's, I guess it's supposed to be to put food in more than to put. It's not like a liquid.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be upstairs if anybody wants me.
All right.
Okay.
Channel 1, right, on this new reel, around 1500, the end of the visit with Cookie, with Franklin, and Rick and Debbie. And Debbie talks a little bit at the end of it, way after we got back from the talking with Cookie as he and Franklin left and got in the cab. Channel 1 right, beginning the end of the visit with Cookie and all of them this Sunday after supper and way after dark, 21st of January, 73.